Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Hello and welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. And let me just give you ways on how you can find me and find some of the information that I'm talking about. I have a website, and it is pretty simple. We are listening to 1160 Hope for Your Life Radio. The website and my phone number are pieces of that. It's 1160 Mortgage, so 1160mortgage.com. That's the website. Or you can reach me personally at 630-338-1160. So I made it as easy as I could for you to reach me and ask for some help or at least some guidance. So today we're going to talk about, the whole show is going to be dedicated to your credit and credit scores. Okay, there's so much bad information out there. What I actually did is I went out and created my own website to help teach you this stuff and actually give you factual information, because I noticed, you know, when I did Google searches, or a lot of times when I would have clients call me, the first thing they would, you know, the biggest piece of the puzzle why I can't help most people is credit or credit scores. So what happened is, I'm sitting there talking to them, and almost everybody knows of Credit Karma or a system that will give them a free credit score. So they tell me, okay, my credit score is X. Well, I'm going to go over here shortly with you why that score isn't your real score. And so that's one piece of the puzzle that I put that kind of really set me off on some things. The next thing is there's multiple credit scores. There's a whole slew of them, believe it or not. So, you know, that was another reason why somebody will call and say, you know what, I have a 680 credit score. Well, which one is it? They don't know. So we have a section on that we're going to discuss. And then the other thing is, you know, if you have how do you increase your credit score? And I see so many of these videos or so many of these websites that say, you know, do this or pay off that or don't do this or whatever. And I've done this for 30 years. I've seen thousands and thousands and thousands of credit reports. I've talked to credit agencies. I've talked to credit reps. I have multiple companies we deal with credit. I talk to them all the time and I do research on this. It's my livelihood. So when I see all that information I'll say most of it or a good portion of it is inaccurate, you know, that is what prompted me to create this website. And I'll give you the website. The name of the website, all you have to do is go to www.creditscoresandmore.com, and the scores is plural. Don't put score because you won't find it. And you're going to go there. So let me walk you through this process. The first thing we're going to talk about is a free credit score and what that does, how you can get it. And, you know, and I'll talk a little bit about that. The next step, and on the website, I have a 4-step process. I'm hoping that it's basically DIY, do it yourself in kind of areas where you can possibly pick up. And I have a YouTube video right now that's kind of going viral. It's how to pick up 100 points in less than 30 days. So if you go to YouTube, just you know, look up me. It's Dan Frio, DanFrio. You'll find my channel and you'll find a lot of these videos. I probably have about 200 different YouTube videos. I'll step you through 4 processes in this website. One is getting a free credit score, and I'll explain that. The next thing is getting your real credit score. What I mean by your real credit score, it's the credit score that we, the lenders, use. And I'll walk you through, you know, which ones we use. And I'm going to tell you there's probably 20 to 25 different credit scores. And I'll show you what you want to look for depending on what kind of credit you're trying to access. Step 3 is if you need assistance, and it's an affordable assistance plan of getting professional help to fix your credit or do some repairs or do some disputes and settlements and things like that. Then the 4th step is basically you have a lot of work to do. And you want to hire somebody, and it's a legal firm that you would reach out to, and that this is what they do for a living. They help you with your credit. So let's get started with it. I'm going to walk you through step one. So you're going to go to creditscoresandmore.com. Okay, you're going to come up to the home screen, and what you're going to see is you scroll down. Please check out a lot of the tabs at the top. It'll give you like blogs, and it'll give you websites, and it'll give you YouTube videos, a bunch of information to help you with, you know, pretty much most of the stuff that you're looking for. If there's something on there that you know, or not on there that you really need assistance with, please reach out to me. I'd love to help. I'd love to create a video for this to help others, because if you have this issue, I'm sure thousands and thousands of other people have the issue. So let's go through. We're going to go through this in all four steps. So step one is getting your free credit score. Okay, most of you probably use a system called Credit Karma. Good system. No, not bashing it. I personally use it. In this system, that you're going to click in step one, it is basically a system very similar to Credit Karma, but it's a different system. I prefer it better. I've used it. I've used it for, to be honest with you, to get access to a credit card that gave me 18 months free financing. So I took one of my balances or one of my credit cards, moved half of the balance or a big portion of that balance over to this 0% 18-month interest card that did multiple things. And we'll discuss that in section two of this of the show. So we go to that system. We click the step one. It is your free credit score. It isn't a true credit score that lenders use. What it is called is a Vantage score. Now, that score is created by TransUnion, and it is it's basically, the best way I can explain it, it's an educational tool to help you just kind of understand the credit process. Okay, so what it does, it analyzes your credit and your credit utilization, your credit history, any collections, judgments, things like that. It'll kind of pull all that data. It'll create a one score for you, and then it'll give you a credit card. In each section of it'll say your credit history is an A through a D. Think of it as test grades. Then it is your usage, and then the variations of credit you have, and so forth, balances and things like that. It will rate you A through D on each one of those. A is good, D is bad. Actually, F. F is terrible. So if you have an F, you need some. You need a lot of work on that area. Like I said, one of the tools that I used of this is the credit. It'll analyze your credit, and it'll actually give you ideas saying if you want a credit card. Let's say you have a $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 credit card that you want to convert that to. You're paying 28% interest. That's nuts. So look into getting a credit card that'll give you 0% interest. And a lot of them offer that for 18 months. So what you'll do is you'll click credit cards and you'll basically filter out, what are you looking for? And like I said, I did this personally. It worked awesome. Let me tell you a little bit of side note on this. I saw on there that it had Discover. It said Discover was my best option, and Discover card had a 0% interest rate for 18 months. So don't ask me why, but I went off of the site and I went to discover.com and applied. For some reason, I have no clue why I was denied. Don't ask me why. I go back into this credit system that you're going to have access through my site. I clicked it. Bam, I was approved. Don't know why. It's Discover, the same system, but it worked in this credit system that I have. I'll link you through. But it didn't work when I went to discover.com. That's just a little bit of side note. That basically, that's going to give you a free credit score. It's not tied to anything. No, again, no lender uses that score when they're making a credit decision. Okay, so now we're going to dig into, if you really want your credit scores. So you plan on applying for a mortgage or a car loan or a credit card, or even insurance. Believe it or not, your credit score is a huge determinant or factor in how much your premium is for your homeowner's insurance, your car insurance, things like that. So your credit score is huge. It's a big to-do because, you know, even if you go for a job interview, many times they'll pull your credit. And if you have terrible credit, you might not get the job. If you need a car loan, you might get an interest rate of 3%. It might be 30, tied on your credit score. So let's see, how do we get the real credit score that these lenders are using? So what you're going to do is go back to that website. Again, it's creditscoresandmore.com. Step two, it says in there your true credit score. And why I referenced it that way, it is the actual credit scores, and I said scores, that your lenders use. And I'll explain those scores in very much of a detail when we come back here shortly. Please stay tuned. Because we're going to go through how you get each one of these scores. Also, one of the biggest things that a lot of people ask me is, you know, I don't want you to pull my credit because it's, and everybody knows these terms. It's a hard hit on my credit. I'm amazed at how many people know all these terms about their credit and credit scores, but there's so many intricate details that they know nothing about. So if when you use step two of the website, it will link you to a system where you can actually pull your true credit scores. And it is not a hard hit on your credit. And what I mean by that is it's your inquiring about just your credit scores. It's not a loan application or anything like that. So basically, it is not hitting your credit scores. Many times if your lender pulls your credit, it's going to ding you. And there's no you know, exact number that it's going to ding you. So if I pull your credit, you know, is it going to go down? It probably will a couple points. What those points are, I don't know. And nobody will tell you. And the algorithms, the way that the system is built, they just don't tell you this. So by pulling it through this system, you do not have a hard hit credits pull, meaning you don't have a reduction in your credit scores. So it'll give you a credit score that is very much accurate on what the lenders are going to use. So please stay tuned. I'll be right back. We're going to go through your true credit scores and much, much more. So thank you much. God bless. See you in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Today's show is about credit and credit scores. Again, I'm going to reiterate the information on how to get access to all this information that I'm giving you. What we're talking about today is a credit reporting or credit scoring system that I personally created, and it is called creditscoresandmore.com. You can find it on the web. Please also check out my website. There's a lot of blogs and a lot of calculators and things like that that you can use in a mortgage, aspect of if you're looking for a loan or a mortgage. And that's what I do for a living. It's the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. You can find me at 1160, that's 1160, mortgage.com. Or if you want to reach me personally, call 630-338-1160. So also find me YouTube. I have probably about 200 videos on YouTube. Please check them out. A lot of this data is what I create videos for, and then I now want to talk about it on the radio. So just Google or go to YouTube and check Dan Frio, D-A-N-F-R-I-O. So let's get into it. We are talking about credit scores and that system that I'm taking you to. So if you're on that site, go to step two. Okay, here's the thing that most people, I'll say the majority of people do not know. Okay, there's three different credit systems. There's TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. Mostly everybody knows that. Now, here's the piece that they don't know. Again, I always do a setup question when I'm talking to clients. The first thing, you know, I say there's three big pieces of this mortgage puzzle. It's your credit, your income, and your down payment. What's your credit score? Do you know your credit score? 99% of the people say, yep, I do. And it is 633. That's a setup question on my part. You know, how did you get that score? Where did that score come from? Oh, I use Credit Karma. Okay, we just discussed what Credit Karma is. It isn't your actual credit score that lenders are using. So it's kind of a setup question. So the next thing I say is, did you know? Now, here's the part that most people don't know. Let's just start with TransUnion. Okay, TransUnion has, under the TransUnion model, there's two different subcategories. There's two different models. There's a model, and I forget on the top of my head, I think there's a model 4 and a model 8. Okay, don't etch those in stone. Those I know there's two models. So let's say 4 and 8. Okay, we'll say A and B. Now, under TransUnion A, there is a mortgage score. There is an auto score, there is an insurance score, and there is a credit card score. So the one that you pulled or the one you're telling me, which one is it of that? Don't know. Now, TransUnion has Model B. Under Model B, there is a mortgage score, an auto score, an insurance score, and a credit card score. So let me walk you through this again. TransUnion has two different models or two different subcategories, A and B. Under each one of those are four different models: mortgage, auto, credit card, insurance. So technically, under TransUnion, you have eight credit scores. What score did you just pull? The score you quoted to me. What score did the Credit Karma give you? We don't know. So the next thing is, let's go to the next piece. We have that's TransUnion. Let's go to Equifax. Equifax has the same, well, they have one main model. But under those, again, there's four different subcategories: mortgage, credit card, insurance, and mortgages, auto, credit cards, insurance. So now between Equifax and TransUnion, we have 12 different scores. Now you throw Experian on there. That even complicates the matter even more. So let's recap it. You have potentially 20 different credit scores. So when I do that setup question and say, what is your credit score? And I get that one number, well, it's one of 20. Which one is it? We don't know. So what the system will do, if you go to step two, it costs you some money. If you go through the site, I think there's about a 20% discount. You can actually get your credit score. That's one, your true credit score. You can get it from all three repositories, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, and you get every different model. Now, when you're looking at that, now you know, Dan, my TransUnion subcategory A mortgage score is X. Well, now I can tell you, when if you're asking me for a quote on a mortgage quote, or you're asking, you know, your insurance company for an insurance quote, now you have, you can ask them, which credit score do you use? TransUnion, Model A, insurance quote? If that's what you're using, here's my score. Now the estimate or the quote you get back, it is dead on. We know exactly what we're going to get. Then if you call me, let's say you have a 640 credit score and you know, okay, now I know my credit score. I'm going to call Dan, try to apply for a mortgage. I want to buy a new home. Now when you call me and you say, Dan, my credit score is 640, I know your credit score is 640. So now we can go and say, here's what I can get you. Here's the rate. Here's the program. Here's the this. And it's solid. We know what we got. Okay, so that's that piece of it. So there's a huge variety of different, subcategories in there. So now we found our true credit score. 3 out of 5 people have misinformation on their credit report. So what I want you to do after you pull your true credit score, again, we don't want the model. I want you to do step one. That'll give you a lot of things. It'll give you alerts. It'll give you credit protection. It'll give you, you know, a credit score. It'll teach you kind of the credit scoring system. So I want you to do step one. But if you really want to know your credit scores, your true credit scores, I want you to do step two, because that'll give you all your real true credit reports. Okay, then what I want you to do is I really want you to dissect that credit report, because there's probably errors in that credit report. There might be a medical collection that you didn't know about. There might be a judgment you didn't know about. Your insurance company, what's notorious is you get a dental bill and you just say, well, my insurance is going to cover it. Then you get another, you know, you get another letter and it's, oh, that's my dental bill. You just chuck it. And you don't do anything with it, and you just start chucking it away, saying, oh, the insurance is covering that. Well, what you didn't know in the background is they then now filed a collection against you on your credit report. That's dinging your credit. If you don't have a lot of credit, let's say you have 2 credit cards and that's it, now you have 2 credit cards in a collection, your credit score is going to plummet. So now we're going to go through that credit report in fine detail to see if there's any misinformation in there. If there is, what I'd suggest you to do is, there's multiple things, and you can check my YouTube channel for this. I step you through a lot of pieces of the puzzle, but if there's misinformation on there, you know, reach out to the person or the company that has that data on you and what the misinformation is. See if you can correct it yourself. If there's a lot of misinformation, it could be a full-time job to you to try to fix a lot of this stuff. Step three is a system that you can click through, and it is actually an affordable credit repair company that'll work with you. And what I mean by affordable, I'm not saying it's a fly-by-night, cheapy. They would just do really nothing for you. I kissed a lot of frogs in this category. It is a company that will help you, but they don't charge the excessive fees that the next step would do. But that's for people that are really in trouble. They really, really need help. Okay, so that's step three, is you're getting yourself some help. Let me go over some things or misinformation that some people come across. And I get these questions on YouTube a lot. Is, you know, Dan, I have a collection from 5 years ago that I haven't paid. And I just checked with, you know, I'm trying to buy a car, I'm trying to buy a mortgage. And that mortgage guy said, I need to pay off that collection. No, stop. What I want you to do is, in the factual credit or the true credit reports you get, I want you to see the last active date on that collection. Why? It's because if that last active date is 2, 3, 4 years old, don't do anything. Don't pay it. Yes, I said don't pay it. Why? The further out that collection goes, meaning the years that go by that account is there, it's making a less of an impact on your credit score. So what happens is your last active date is going to show, you know, let's say it shows May of 2012. Well, here's what happens. If you pay that off with the system, the algorithms are reading on the credit scoring system, is it's saying you have a collection. It doesn't care about the balance. It's saying you have a collection account and here's the active date. So now you just, if you pay it off, your last active date went from 2012. Now you paid it off in 2018, 2019. You paid it off. Now what's that last active date going to do? Now it's going to update. It's going to say, now you just paid it off recently. So what's going to happen is, it's now that the algorithms are reading this system saying, you have a brand new collection, even though you just paid it off. Doesn't make any sense. It's how it works, people. So now you did that. So by paying that collection off, you just then you go back and you check your credit scores, you know, a week or 2 or 3 weeks later after it recycles. And then you say, Dan, my credit scores just went down. I paid off a collection. Yeah, it did go down because of exactly what I just told you. So that's one big key that a lot of people don't know. Another thing is, and we're kind of running out of time, so I'll go through this real quick. You want to be at on your credit cards and your credit, you know, we'll just reference your credit cards. There's a high credit limit. Let's say it's $2,000. You want to try, and I know it's easier said than done. You want to have what they call the utilization rate. You want your balance to be 30% or less than your high credit limit. So if you have a $2,000 limit, you want that to be your balance to be 600 or below all the time. That'll give you the most credit score pop for your money. So I hope you learned a lot in this segment. Please reach out to me. Check me out on YouTube. Check me out on the web. It's 1160mortgage.com. Google me at Dan Frio. You'll find my YouTube channels and everything else. So I very much appreciate it. Send me any comments. You can call me at 630-338-1160. Stay tuned for tomorrow. God bless. Have a great night.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.